Paul Breacher, chief instructor at the College of Chinese Martial Arts in North London. Boredom, low self-esteem. How do martial arts help?
Well, martial arts, they're not just a system of self-defense. Within that, they're also a system of self-development. It gives a person a structure in their lives, self-discipline, and there's a massive emphasis on health as well, not just self-defense. So the current gangland drug culture is countered by this emphasis on health and self-development. And it's development of the mind, not just the body as well. So it's a wonderful way forwards for people who've got a lot of aggression. So they can express it in a safe, controlled environment and get more than just a physical workout. They're developing as people as well. So it's really possibly very helpful.
Now you're based in North London, which means that we've got gangs, you know, from Hackney and Islington and Highbury and all round there. Have you had success with young kids who have lost their way?
Well, not only have I had success with young kids, giving them more self-confidence, self-reliance and self-discipline to lead a more constructive life, but also the Chinese martial arts are deeply connected with the Chinese healing arts, things like acupuncture and Tai Chi. So many people who come through the Chinese martial arts get healed by the Chinese healing arts and actually develop an interest in them as well, various breathing and meditation exercises. So really, it's a wonderful way to channel people from the dark side through to the light.
Have you seen success stories, Paul? I mean, are there some stories where you can tell us of, you know, boy X who came in disastrous and is now doing something? Give us some lovely success stories.
Well, I saw one chap a few months ago. He spent his whole life on the wrong side of the law. And then through Chinese martial arts, he suddenly realized there was a way for him to express his physicality, to take care of his health, and to take responsibility for his life. And it really turned his life around, because there's a philosophy that underpins Chinese martial arts, which is more than just the physical. It's a view of our relationship with not just ourselves and the people around us, but with nature and the natural world as well. So it brings people out of the sort of landscape back into contact with their true nature by doing some training in nature, in parks and things like that.
So,
Paul, it's really a wonderful way forward.
Yeah. I mean, I'm completely behind absolutely any initiative like this. In terms of boxing, I want to hear, I'm going to ask you two questions at the same time, but I want to hear your take on boxing. And also, how important is it that a child or a young person feels that they are not going to be sneered at when they do something like martial arts? Because you're talking philosophy.
You mean Western boxing as opposed to Chinese martial arts?
Yeah, because the initiative...
Yeah, I think boxing is brilliant. It's really fantastic because it's one step closer to Western society. The kids see it on TV, they can easily relate to it, and it's more acceptable and understandable. Chinese martial arts are a little bit further away culturally, so it's a bit of a bigger leap for people to take. But both systems can offer very similar things that can help a lot of kids get back on the straight and narrow.
And you've been doing it for how long?
Over 30 years now.
And you started because?
The truth is, when I was young, I felt I could be more confident and stronger, and I was looking for something that could help me develop these qualities, and Chinese martial arts showed me the way.
I love it. Okay, bless you. That brilliant. Thank you. That's Paul Breacher, chief instructor at the College of Chinese Martial Arts in North London.